Might be the most fun you can have with your clothes on. Well, you know. Right here in the middle of Forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know. Wipe that smile off your face. Number three, the Dems are on the hot trail of a hot mess in Washington. We'll get into that a little bit. Corey Lewandowski on the hot seat yesterday. Number two, the EPA looking to roll out a new rule that will take away California's ability to set emission standards for cars and trucks. That could impact Michigan, what they're planning to do to revoke the waiver for California. And number one, speaking of cars, the walkout can do a third day at GM factories around the country by striking members of the United Auto Workers Union. More than 50 plants and 50,000 employees off the job as contract talks failed to produce an agreement on Tuesday. And tempers are starting to flare. It's getting ugly out there. Union workers and delivery truck drivers getting into a situation in Genesee County on Tuesday as the strike against General Motors goes into its second full day. Drivers trying to get into GM facilities were met by striking sign-wheeling GM workers at locations in Flint, Burton, and Swartz Creek here in Michigan. This according to M Live and others. Union members upset that trucks could potentially be delivering parts to the plants, which the UAW is seeking to shut down while leadership renegotiates a new contract with the auto company. That according to members at the Burton facility. It's unclear what was in any of the vehicles attempting to go through the picket lines. Police called to the GM facilities, both in Schwartz Creek and Burton. Metro Police Authority Lieutenant Joel Grand telling those they had received 7 calls from picketers in the last 2 days to the GM facilities for custom care and after sales. There's been 3 or 4 personal injury accidents, said Grand. Our officers get there, and every single time no medical attention is requested, their union is requesting a police officer. Not too impressed with that, it sounds like. Not too impressed at all. The president weighing in on this as well. Let's be honest. If the president can get this strike behind them, it's probably good for him and his reelection. Look at the Lordstown plant in Ohio, where the Chevy Cruze was made. That plant idled recently, much to the chagrin of Donald Trump. And he said, we need to do something there. Well, General Motors in its offer, and I'm going to assume it will go forward because they'll need a facility like this anyway. General Motors in its original offer said they would put the first unionized battery manufacturing plant in Lordstown. Obviously, that saves union jobs. General Motors also talking about building a new all-electric pickup truck at Hamtramck. Also saving jobs. So the White House weighing in on this. The White House seeking to end the UAW strike. And the effort described to Politico by 2 people close to the matter said it would effectively put the White House on the side of the UAW and the nearly 50,000 people that have walked out looking for generous health care benefits, more job security, that management has been willing to offer in a new contract. If the effort is successful, it could boost seriously the president's chances of reelection in Michigan and Ohio. His approval rating there has been not as strong as it was in 2016 when he was first elected. One person close to the matter said National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow and White House Trade and Manufacturing Advisor Peter Navarro, both involved in these talks. Both involved. In remarks to reporters on Monday at the White House, president said federal mediation is always a possibility if that's what they want. Hopefully, they'll be able to work it out. Now, the White House did not initially comment on the status of the negotiations, but after Politico published the article, there was a denial issue. The story's false, said Judd Deere, deputy press secretary. The Trump administration, including Larry Kudlow and Peter Navarro, are not involved in the negotiations between the UAW and GM. He would like to see a fair and speedy conclusion to these talks, and they left it at that. GM also declining comment. In a written statement after Politico's story was published, they said the White House has no involvement in the negotiations. Trump himself has indicated he is sympathetic to the workers' cause, and this is critical, and here's why. Donald Trump took a lot of union votes in 2016. Union members that felt they had been left behind by the Democrats and taken for granted year after year, election cycle after election cycle, these union members finally said, enough already. And they pulled the lever for Donald Trump. If Donald Trump is able to help, even appear to help, the UAW navigate the rough waters of this strike, it will help him with union voters. If a plant is reopened in Lordstown, it will help him with union voters. If an all-electric pickup truck comes to Michigan for manufacturing, it will help Donald Trump with union voters. So we'll see what happens here. We'll see what happens here. The president bludgeoned GM last year after it announced plans to cut nearly 14,000 jobs in North America, including places in Michigan, Ohio, and Maryland. And it's that Lordstown plant that is really a thorn. I want jobs to stay in the USA and want Lordstown, Ohio, in one of the best economies in our history, opened or sold to a company that will open it up fast. Car companies are all coming back to the U.S., so is everyone else, tweeted the president last year. That Lordstown plant, a particular concern to him. And, of course, the health of General Motors, a particular concern to Michigan and Ohio and 15 or 20 other states around the country. I mean, car manufacturing isn't what it was 50 years ago, of course. You have plants in Wyoming and California, Texas, and Maryland. So we'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully they can bring some resolution to it. Speaking of cars, the administration, the Trump administration, announcing it is rescinding California's authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from automobiles. It's going to happen today, we're told. A move sure to set off a legal battle with the most populous state. Of course, Gavin Newsom has never seen a regulation he didn't fall in love with, or a tax increase for that matter. The EPA intends to announce it will revoke the so-called waiver underpinning California's power to set vehicle greenhouse gas standards separately from the Trump administration's broader rule to ease federal vehicle efficiency standards, which is expected in the weeks ahead. We're keeping an eye on this one as well. Now, some of the car companies have already moved forward with reducing emissions on their own and increasing fuel standards on their own. Nothing wrong with that. We're glad they're doing that. But the administration is rolling some of those regulations back in an effort to stimulate business and stay out of the way. And real quickly to the mailbag, I get this from Don. Don, and you can write anytime, stevegruber.com. You can drop me a line. This is from Don. I'm wondering what you think about the possibility that the GM strike has two reasons. Number one, to shift attention away from the union legal challenges. As you know, the UAW under investigation now for fraud and corruption and using union dues for luxury homes and vacations. And number two, to hurt the economy to help defeat our President Donald Trump in 2020. It seems to me that GM has very generous in their offer for improvements of a highly desirable contract they already had. Well, Don, I think that the union rank and file already leaned toward Trump in a large part, and many voted for him in 2016. We'll do the same in 2020, and certainly when this strike is resolved and the Lordstown plant is reopened, as I've mentioned several times, that will be big for Trump, bringing an all-electric pickup truck to manufacture in the Detroit area. That'll be big for Trump. Let's see how this plays out. Don, thanks for the letter. You too can drop me one at stevegruber.com. Quick break, and then back with our good friend Ron Rademacher.
Autumn. Cool, crisp days. Uncrowded streets and the trees ablaze with color. It's time to discover beautiful Benzie County. Come pedal a path, kayak a quiet river, and at day's end, toast a fiery sunset. Make spectacular fall memories. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. For additional information, go to visitbenzie.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving is drunk.